from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, I usually don't agree with Stephen A. Smith on much, but as I looked over my shoulder, he has the top five storylines of the college football season. He's actually probably very close, I would say, to what probably the top stories are. His number one story is, how will Alabama do under, what's his name, Kalen DeBoer.
Kalen DeBoer, yeah. That's a huge story, because you're replacing arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Number two, Saban. Prime.
That's a huge story.
I think that people are missing the whole story on Prime. His son's going to go to the NFL next year. After this season, he's going to declare for the draft. And Prime is not going to be at Colorado next year.
Well, he has another son, a younger son, right? He has two sons there.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
he'll probably have to go be there for two more years.
Well, I mean, can he survive two more years? Really is a bigger question, isn't it?
Well, Colorado is getting so much national attention, they're not going to get rid of him. Unless something completely boils over.
Yeah. But I can't imagine he's going to work, right?
No, he's not. They're not going to win more than five games this year.
And not just that. So that's number two. The third question, and I think this is a really important question. Ryan Day. Now, obviously, I think Michigan is going to, you know, be completely a shell of themselves with all the allegations and the coaching staff suspensions and all the other stuff going on. I don't think they recruited really well. So Ryan Day should absolutely beat Michigan, but what if he doesn't?
Then you're talking potentially he's going to be on the hot seat.
So that was
considerable hot seat.
Yeah, number four, Lincoln Riley at USC. He's another guy. I think he's a fraud.
I don't think it's that big of a story.
I don't either. I think he's a fraud too, but I think he'll get fired at the end of this year. He's probably not going to get it done.
I don't. Lincoln Riley is beloved in college football. Right. He would be scooped up in a second. I don't think USC moves off him that quickly.
And then Notre Dame. I don't know. Notre Dame ranked in the top 10.
We overhype and overvalue Notre Dame every year.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
So those are the stories. Stephen A. Smith, I think he's actually right about some of them.
I think Deion Sanders and Kalen DeBoer especially.
Did you see Coach Prime? He banned a reporter.
He did.
And he also was refusing to talk to a columnist. Like, what are we talking about here?
And the worst part about it is, too, Paul, that Deion Sanders was a member of the media working with the NFL Network for numerous years. He knows what their reporters' jobs are. He knows what they're doing. And he's taking everything personal. And that's what I don't understand about it.
Well,
he's been in both shoes. Why doesn't he understand? Why doesn't it just sit in for him and make sense that the reporters have a job? They're not trying to make this personal against you. They're looking to do their job. That's what I don't get.
Yes. Well, I mean, again, I think that it's if you're him, why are you insecure? You know what I'm saying? As you just said, guy's beloved. He's beloved at Colorado. He's beloved out there. Why are you so insecure that people... And here's the other part of it. And this is what bothers me more than anything. Okay? Uh-oh. Big name quarterback on the market. Bailey Zappe has been cut.
Oh, here we go. How about this, Paul? This is actually bigger news than that. At least Steeler news. The Washington Commanders are releasing Martavis Bryant, whose comeback hit a speed bump, according to Ian Rappaport. He had a touchdown in their final game. Would you bring Martavis Bryant back to the Steelers? I would. I would sign him back to the practice squad.
I mean, I guess maybe back to the practice squad. But I'm just saying, do we really, really need to have Back to the Future all the time.
No, but when you look at the Steeler wide receiver room, would you rather have Martavis Bryant, who, yes, has not played in the NFL in years, over Dez Fitzpatrick? Over Scotty Miller? Over Quez Watkins? I'd rather have the upside of Martavis Bryant, thinking that it's still there.
It's just funny. It's just funny, like, every time someone gets released that used to be with the Steelers. Well, what about him? He's a possibility. Anyway, Bailey Zabappe. But back to college football, the thing about Coach Prime, you can't be this guy who always is you know, talking loud and proud and everything else, right? You can't be that guy. And then when you get criticism, you're upset about it.
You got to be able, if you dish out the heat, you have to be able to take the heat too. You know, if you talk crap, you got to be able to take it. And that's just something that's a problem with Deion Sanders. He can't take it.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's personal when it's really not.
It isn't, for real.
And I don't know. It just seems like the culture in Colorado for that program is just
right.
Not a good one. Like, I would not want to transfer there and play if I was a college football player. I just feel like it's more of a TV show than anything.
Right. Well, again, I think that's the most that's the most important thing to them is the TV show, right? The bling, the you know, the video stuff. You know how ridiculous it is? Deion Sanders and they don't even use the Colorado PR guys, really, for the most part. Like, if you want to just set up stuff with Deion and with some of his players, you have to go through their, like, their media company or their publicist or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Which is silly. But again, if he wins, it's one thing. But when you talk a lot of trash and you don't win, you just sound loud and stupid. And that's what he does. And I love Deion. You know that.
Yeah.
So it's just important. It's important to remember that that's what they have to do. I don't know. That's what they have to do in order to, you know, make Colorado relevant, I guess. But I do think it's going to be very interesting to see how this Kalen DeBoer does at Alabama. You're following Nick Saban. You're in the SEC. You're bumping heads with some of the best coaches and best teams. And you know, it's not going to be like the Pac-12.
No, and you add Oregon. You add not Oregon. Oregon going to the Big Ten. You add Oklahoma and you add Texas, and the SEC becomes considerably harder than it already was as the best conference.
Right. That's the big thing. And I think, you know, I look at him, and here's the other thing I wonder with him. Here's his resume. Sioux Falls as a receivers coach. Washington High School as an assistant coach. Sioux Falls again as the offensive coordinator. Sioux Falls as the head coach. Southern Illinois is the offensive coordinator. Eastern Michigan is the offensive coordinator. Fresno State is the offensive coordinator. Indiana is the offensive coordinator. Fresno State is the head coach. Washington is the head coach. Does that sound like he's got a lot of experience in the SEC?
Not in the SEC. It sounds like a lot of experience.
It sounds like he's worked in a lot of places, but not in the SEC. Not even in the...
And you're coaching at Alabama, one of the most historic programs in all of college football, but usually there's a guy that's either coached in the SEC or has been around for a very long time before taking that job.
Now, that being said, his overall record is 104-12. So he's obviously had success as a head coach.
Right. Very good at Washington.
He was very good at Washington. It might actually turn out to be a situation of where he might have thought about staying at Washington.
I thought he was going to.
He should have. He could have been there forever, you know? Anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.